We're asking to simply move into a deeper place. And this is the place from which we ask that all information and energy come from the highest realms of light, be in service to the greatest good for all concerned, and emanate unconditional love. We're asking for everything that can serve Nina to come through in impeccable clarity, as we call in the teacher and guide known as Dwalkul. We'll just take a moment of silence and let this guidance come into this session, and then we'll begin. And good day. This is Dwalkul, and we are here to serve and aid you. As we look energetically at everything that you have presented, we would suggest that the big picture for this year has a lot to do with a deepening of inner stability as a means of anchoring spirit more completely into your life, while there are a lot of things happening externally that are both confusing and chaotic. We say that because we see that the world is moving into a kind of cosmic storm where there is a lot of energy, a lot of things moving, a lot of things up in the air, and all of it is very positive, yet can be destabilizing if the inner worlds have not been strengthened and fortified with attention. So it's important that you activate more fully whatever meditation practice you use, that you attend to this sense of inner world stability in whatever way feels right to you, because there will be challenges ahead. And these challenges can really create a lack of feeling as if there is forward movement, or as if there is a real sense of accomplishment, meaning that you might feel like just standing still in stability is enough. It might be all that you can manage at some times. And we don't say this because we're predicting extreme challenges ahead, but that you and other world servers are definitely going to be called upon to anchor spirit, to really hold it in place, and to really allow it to be the environment within which all that is new and all that is wanting to come forward can arise and can grow and can become what it is here to become. For you, it feels like there are many projects that will be presented to you, and yet your main project, Children of the Earth, and this project near Auschwitz, these are going to take most of your time. Because there is this need for stability and inner world connectivity, it's not a good time to initiate new projects, even if some of them look interesting and enticing. This is really the time to continue along with what has been started and what has the potential for expansion, growth, continuation, rather than trying to put together new things amidst a very chaotic outer world experience. Now, the result of all of this chaos in the outer world will, from our perspective, be a lot of creative energy, but it's not this year, more likely a year or two from now. There'll be a lot of new creations, a lot of new inventions, a lot of new ways to do things, a lot of new things happening. We would say that for you personally, there's always new ideas and new paradigm understandings of how things can be and what to expect from others and how to generate a greater sense of sensitivity amongst people. All of that is going to be on your plate as you work with people this year. And yet, once again, not because it's new projects and new people, but because it's another arm of the spiral. It's another level of refining what already has begun and what already needs to continue. There's a real sense that you may feel more sensitive in terms of picking up on people's energies than ever before, with this attention to an inner world strengthening, focusing, and stabilizing quality. You also access other people's energies very, very instantly and readily and without a lot of filters. The good news is you'll really be able to see into people and know where they stand. The hard news is sometimes it's going to be disappointing to you. Sometimes you're going to see that many people that you might initially believe are clear and coming from spirit, you'll see that they have another agenda, that they are not as authentic as you might have hoped, because people's flaws will just be visible. And this isn't about you becoming judgmental or about people becoming more flawed. It's just an opening in your capacity to use ultra perception to sense and see what's going on and what's real and true and who's where doing what and why. So this is what explains this unconventional relationship that you have. You're so sensitive and opened up in this ultra perceptive manner that you really thrive with people who are so authentic as to be unconventional. It's easier for you to be with someone who doesn't act according to externally created standards, but instead is really driven and motivated to be who he is in every moment, and that seems to be who this Domen is. And that's part of why there's this deep and abiding connection that we see will continue for quite some time. And it feels like the others in this spiritual family of his have a similar quality of being basically true to who they are and not affected by a need to assume a persona or pose as someone else in the world. A lot of people who are posing in the world are going to lose their masks and their props and find themselves having to confront who they really are. That's the nature of the challenge that lies ahead for the world servers who are anchoring spirit to the world, who have not lived their lives on the basis of some fallacy, some posture. This will have no real impact, but for many people who have believed that the picture of self is worth maintaining, they'll have a lot of trouble. So that's part of what we see you confronting this year. Mm-hmm. Does all of this make sense to you?
Absolutely. So much of it. Thank you.
Questions about any of it or anything?
No, maybe you could just go a little more deeper into some of these things, like my presentation to the Nobel laureates. Will that gather momentum for this project in Auschwitz?
We would have to say that this project in Auschwitz is going to slowly but surely gather momentum throughout this whole year. Uh-huh. This presentation is just kind of the kickoff to it. It's interesting because we don't see that there's huge leaps and bounds that occur, but a slow and steady pace is developed, which will really allow you to feel that there is a definite building up of interest and possibility for this project to manifest in a really clear and really profound way. It has to mature in some way, and part of why it seems as if it might be moving kind of slowly is that it's maturing along the way and becoming what it needs to become. It's not in its final vision yet. It's just at the beginning, and there are going to be many new contributions that help to carry it along and take it in some new directions.
Mm-hmm. And the people in the town, like the school director and the town officials, will they slowly work with us in a better way, trusting and partnering and appreciating?
Absolutely.
My friend Layla just passed over, Layla Oakland, and I'm just wondering if she's around and she's feeling light and wonderful and meeting with other souls that have importance in her life.
When we ask to connect with the energy of Layla Oakland, we get a clear sense that she is dancing in the light of her non-physical experience, that there is this definite feeling of a bright light that has no limits or boundaries, that has the capacity to shine upon you from time to time. And you will feel her presence, and she will be supporting you along your journey.
Yeah, I feel that way. I feel like the whole thing with the Nobel laureates was her direction somehow. Yeah. So also, I don't know, what is it that really we could explore together that makes most sense?
Well, it feels like what's most important for you in this upcoming phase, if we will, is to be really flexible with your expectations. Because there's something about expectations, especially in the climate of the collective at this point, where any attachment to results is just going to cause disappointment. Yes. And So flexibility is going to be incredibly important. With flexibility, you can invite the magic of all possible outcomes to be present. And with flexibility, you can continue along, allowing your projects to transform as they need to transform with the energies that are present in the moment.
And finances will come to not only the projects, but to myself to confirm that I'm doing the right thing.
That is correct, yes. It's always a way that you can trust that you will feel supported and guided. These finances are affirmations of truly being aligned. And that alignment is the sense of who you are at the deepest parts of your being and who you are acting in the world. And as those are aligned in the most perfect way possible, the affirmations come in terms of finances and support, but also in terms of synchronicities. Synchronicity is really the world of spirit and the world of practicality intersecting momentarily or manifesting in a momentary way. And you can expect that with your maintaining greater and greater flexibility and less attachment to outcome, the synchronicities will also be guiding you and creating for you a deeper recognition of how true and right your actions are.
Right. Good. Very good. And my physical health?
Well, when we look at your physical health and really get a sense of what's going on there, we would say generally you are in excellent physical health. Traveling a lot is a challenge to your physical health, primarily to your respiratory system. It just feels like you are prone to having certain kinds of bugs or respiratory issues or problems that are the result of bad air, traveling, people, etc. So we would encourage you to, if it feels right to you, to initiate just a regular deep breathing practice.
I've just started one.
Very good.
Yes. I wanted to ask, I had a heart issue, and they put me on Xarelto, which is a medical, it's a regular allopathic medicine, which I took for about a year or so, but I've gone off it, and, you know, the doctors say, oh, you're risking heart failure, stroke, etc., but on the other hand, it makes life so much more simpler not to take it. Plus, I could take baby aspirin. Any direction around that?
Yes. From our perspective, the risk, health risks, of taking Xarelto and not taking Xarelto are identical. It's just kind of a trade-off. In other words, you take the allopathic drugs, and statistically it might protect you somewhat from stroke and heart problems, but it causes other health problems.
Right, exactly.
So it's a complete trade-off.
Okay.
We would say that baby aspirin is a good idea for you. Also, turmeric and curcumin, the active part of turmeric, is another kind of natural blood thinner that can work well for you. Just pay attention to those sorts of things. We don't see you having ill health, and we don't see you in dire need of allopathic drug therapy.
And I also have back issues that emerge. A car ran into my car. I don't even know if it started then or not. But, I've gone from certain people saying you need fusion to I found a doctor in India who gave me exercises, and the exercises seem to help. But how do you perceive my back? And, I was thinking of doing this plasma, which you can inject your back with, that stimulates stem cell regeneration, and I thought I would do that.
Well, from our perspective, the plasma and stem cell injections are actually fairly invasive, and the results are not guaranteed. For you, it does not feel like the very best therapy. It really feels like exercises and chiropractic or other kinds of manipulation, even acupuncture, those sorts of things, you're going to get good results from if you can be really regular with them.
Right. I try to be. Okay.
That sounds good.
Now, in terms of my spiritual life, I seem to live a spiritual life, but I don't do practices much anymore, and I'm not sure why. I put them off. It's like somehow I need external stimulation much more, so I was just curious if I could receive some guidance and maybe also some help with this.
We would say that practices were once experienced as a part of the path, a part of the progressive path to enlightenment, so to speak.
Yeah.
And what has happened is, for you and many others, the realization that there's no progression necessary, that it just is here and now and it is what is, has made practice kind of fall away, because there's not some kind of there's not the old carrot there to do them. And that's appropriate, that's positive. However, to realize that, to feel the expansiveness of living a spiritually connected life, does require some attention. And so, rather than a practice, we would say look to ways and means to direct your attention to spirit in general, to your inner world in general. Create your own practices. They can be incredibly modernized. In other words, one practice that we suggest is to set the alarm on your phone for every 1 hour, 2 hours, or 3 hours, whatever feels right to you. And when the chime sounds, really look at your thoughts in that moment and ask to release them, elevate them, work with them, and to have a 1 to 5 minute practice every hour, two or three a day, that simple can really be more than enough to start to rekindle a greater interest in your inner world.
Great. That sounds like makes sense. Who are the guides and teachers working with me now?
Well, it feels like you continue to work with Baba, that you continue to work with all of the guides that you have worked with throughout this lifetime, but that the sense of spirit for you has become a more one-life experience, a greater sense of all that is absolutely working from time to time with a single voice, but all voices are being heard. So it feels very much like you have this friend, Layla, guiding you from the other side. You have many of the Tibetan deities protecting and guiding you from time to time. It feels like there's an eclectic group of all guidance that really is your guidance. And once again, it feels like this year is asking you to stabilize your inner world, and that really means paying attention to a kind of respect that you have for the wholeness of things, the allness of things, and not getting distracted by particular practices, particular guides, particular energies.
And I'm really interested in the concept of one humanity. Do you have thoughts on that?
Well, we would say there is but one humanity, but there actually is but one life from our perspective. And it's interesting because this year coming up especially, it feels like there's a very deep inner calling in humanity to find home. And this is driving a lot of refugees, a lot of migration, a lot of development of communities. But the unfortunate result of that is that it is also creating a lot of polarization, because the desire to find community has inherent in it the what is not community. And the deeper wisdom that there is just one life, there is just one humanity, is more slowly developing in the collective. It's like there has to be this phase of passing through a great deal of polarization before the polarization dissolves and is no longer present in the collective. And so you, always being on the edge, so to speak, always having a sense of what is to come, are touching into this notion of one humanity, which will be strongly held in the collective, but it is not the next phase. The next phase being probably seeing more polarization before there can be a reunification and a resensitizing to the notion that there is just one life, one humanity.
Yeah, it's interesting. So part of my thinking about Auschwitz is that it would symbolize, this other building would symbolize one humanity. And right now we're labeling it a Global Institute for Sustainable Peace, but it doesn't really reflect one humanity in the title. Is there any suggestion that could be offered around that?
Well, all that we can say is that it's premature to talk about one humanity, because although that is the vision for the future, it doesn't feel like many people are going to understand it or connect to it. And perhaps the reason why it is labeled as about sustainable peace is because that is clearly the only environment within which one humanity can arise. And so it feels like what you're developing first is the environment, or what you're promoting first is the clear sense of the environment within which the discovery mm-hmm. of the fact that there is just one humanity can be
mm-hmm.
made.
Mm-hmm. I understand what you're saying. The physical leads to the understanding eventually.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. That makes sense to me. So in terms of my relationships to other people, I feel a bit isolated, you know, because I'm living in my own world, you know, I move around the world, etc. But to have friends and also really, you know, a partnership, I mean, I'm close to this man, but it'll never be, you know, it will never be like he's my partner to live with, you know. That's not in the cards, so that's realistic, but I'm at the last phase of my life, and I would like to slow down certain outer parts and be more slow with the inner parts and sharing life experiences.
Well, that does feel like your next steps, like what you're doing in this
uh-huh.
next year is finding like-minded
uh-huh.
souls, community, connection with friendships, etc.
Uh-huh.
And all it takes is a little bit of attention to that, and it will develop and become your focus.
Okay.
It does not feel like you are traveling as much in 2017 as you did in 2016. It
uh-huh.
really feels like there's a bit more slowing down that's taking place.
Good. And do I stay in Burlington or do I go warm? And if I go warm, where do I go?
Well, we see you staying in Burlington at least this year, next year,
uh-huh.
probably the first opportunity to change locations wouldn't be until about 2019,
okay.
perhaps 2020 even.
Uh-huh.
And it feels like you're just not complete with Vermont
uh-huh.
yet.
Okay.
And that a warmer climate might suit you.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't feel like that's actually going to be staying on your wish list, meaning
okay.
it feels like you might be interested in that and you might set yourself up for some time in warmer climates, but we just don't see you actually moving total
okay.
lock, stock, and barrel to someplace
right.
warm.
Okay, well, that's fine with me, really, if I take time out sometime to walk on a beach somewhere.
Yes.
Enjoy, yeah, and relax. That would make sense to me. So, yeah, I'm grateful. So it looks like everything is falling into place the way destiny means it to be. I guess with DK, I could ask about my rays. I mean, my ray one personality and ray two soul. Is that the way it looks from above?
Let's take a look at this. We would have to say that there's a lot of things that are taking place at a lot of different levels in terms of how these rays are working for you at this point. And that you have spent a lot of time in Ray One, being the creator, finding the oneness within, aligning with the will of God presence, if you wish, and that there's really been sort of a movement in your deeper self to come to Ray Six or seven, where you're starting to focus more completely on the idealism and the sense of who you are in the deepest aspects of your being.
Uh-huh.
And this is this anchoring in of these rays, rays 6 and 7, is occurring at the time when you have really perfected the personality ray 1 kind of ability to create, you know absolutely what to do on the planet, how to live on the planet, how to create, how to manifest, how to be. Uh-huh. And it's like there's a maturation that's going on with all of that, ultimately allowing you to access all of the rays. Uh-huh. As you continue to move and grow, it feels like you will continue to trust more completely in the kinds of wisdom that you have, because basically these rays are just descriptions of aspects of total wisdom that are incorporated over a lifetime.
Uh-huh.
And for you, we would say it's about a synthesis of all of these rays taking you to the golden ray and really allowing a more profound expression to continue to develop and come through you.
That's beautiful. So if I were to call on spirits to work with me, or masters, guides, would I call on DK? Would I call on El Moria? Would I call on Sana Kumara? What would be the best process for me?
We would say call upon all the ascended masters. Just as a whole, because what you're going to experience is that you have an ongoing relationship with Sanat Kumara and El Moria and Dwalkul. All of these presences are able to speak to you, and at different times one's voice will be louder. But truly the Ascended Masters are all there for you as you are a world server. And as you are here to simply be in service.
Right. So, I mean, often I just feel totally guided. And often I ask questions internally and receive some answers. Is that the process for me?
Yes, absolutely correct.
Okay. Yeah, so I feel content with that. In general, my disposition, how is it seen as positive and helpful, you know, do I radiate good energy to others for their own development?
Well, a lot of what you've learned is the power of inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
And by leading the kind of inspired life that you have led, it allows you to radiate this form of leadership, which is leadership by inspiration. And it feels like the quality of that has improved over the years. In other words, you radiate this glow of inspiration, and it's just gotten brighter and brighter over the years, and more effectively stimulating to others. At times, there's a sense of your attachment to expectations or results that comes up, which is normal. It's it's not a problem. It's just an ordinary part of being human. And yet we would say even that has diminished over the years, and you've become much more resilient with a deep kind of confidence in the unfoldment of the divine plan through you. And as that continues to be your focus, you will find that others will just continue to be even more inspired. You get a lot done because you are simple in the way that you project yourself. You don't project yourself as the person to follow because you know everything. You project yourself as the person to follow because all together you all then know everything.
Right.
And
right.
That inclusivity.
Yeah. And Maitreya, is he to appear? Is that to occur in 2020?
Well, we see 2020 as being a really significant year of transformation. There's going to be many things that occur. Many people will see Maitreya as returning. Many people will not see Maitreya as returning. There will be many signs, synchronicities, messages, things occurring that will be completely invisible to some and totally transformative to others. And because of that, it will generate a huge amount of growth and transformation in everyone. Everyone will have to accept that they've created their own reality and that it's time to sort of drop an attachment to that in order to feel the oneness, in order to live one life. So that really feels like the nature of the experience for the collective in 2020.
Great.
There will be...
Before we close, I want to ask about my two sons, Shane Lynn. He runs the medical marijuana dispensaries in Vermont. And, yeah, I want to know how it's going to go. How does that look for you?
When we call in the energy of Shane and take a look at him, it feels like he's really going to start to, or continue to, it feels like he's started to create his life in a deeper, more clear sense of meaning and understanding and movement, and that he's finally working in a way that makes sense to him, feels right to him. And it just feels like this continues and grows for him.
Wonderful. So he likes himself finally.
Exactly. He's finally doing the right thing in the right way for the right people for the right reasons.
Beautiful. Okay.
And it all feels
and,
good.
My other son is Pietro Lynn. He's already 50s.
And where is he at this point?
Burlington.
He's in Burlington?
Yeah.
Well, when we look at him, it's interesting, whereas Shane feels like he's just getting into himself in a positive way, moving forward, expansive, etc. Pietro feels like he's not shutting down, but he's certainly slowing down or just maintaining.
His ambition is getting less.
Yes, exactly.
Right. He's had great success.
Yes.
He doesn't have to prove anything anymore.
Exactly. So he's really kind of going quiet and getting internalized and finding deeper meaning and value in other things other than the world.
Yeah.
And that feels very positive and appropriate for who he is.
Well, I think that, we're all doing well in our own ways. So thank you. I don't know what else there is that you would like to share with me, anything.
Yes. What we'll simply say in closing is that all things significant reveal themselves at all times. And all that's important for you is to just feel the quality of loving kindness, bodhicitta, running through everything that is alive and everything that seems as if it is not alive, because it truly is alive also.
Yeah. That's great. Thank you.
Rest and relax in who and what you are.
Mm-hmm.
And have confidence
mm-hmm.
that all that has ever been asked of you is to be who and what you are, and that is the simplest task there is.
Mm-hmm.
Because it actually is a nothingness.
Yeah.
Becoming an absolute sense of nothing to hold on to, nothing to grasp for, nothing to avoid.
Mm-hmm. I started to feel that picture of, you know, there's no pushing against anything.
Exactly. And as your world becomes a greater reflection of that wisdom, that knowledge, that knowing, the world becomes simultaneously incredibly small and incredibly huge.
Oh.
You are going to have a sense of the greatest freedom that you have ever had in this upcoming year, as you come to know how simple and easy life really is. There's
Wonderful. Nothing
complex about it. So trust completely in that knowing.
Yeah.
Just be who you are, be as loved as you are. As we bring our time to a close, from the head, the hand, and the heart, so be it. And so it is.